Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fellow foodies, you know, sometimes on a Saturday afternoon when all the planets are aligned and the weather is a beautiful, crisp and clear 81 degrees and things could not be any better, this is the show that you have turned into live on Saturday at 4 o'clock. Thanks so much for listening as you do every Saturday at 4 right here on Power Talk 1210. I'm your host, Matt Russell, and I am broadcasting live from the epicenter of action across southern Arizona. We are broadcasting live from Borderland Brewing Company on Tule Avenue in the heart of downtown Tucson. And guess what, guys? Beerlympics is about ready to start. And if you have no idea what Beerlympics is, you got to come on down here to Borderlands. We got teams of four that are going to be competing in beer sports tournament events, from ping pong to bocce ball to dodgeball to something called cornhole. We're going to learn a little bit from Mike Malazzi about what that is. But anyway, Beerlympics is a partnership with Playformance that Borderlands has done. Whoever wins this Beerlympics tournament at the end of the afternoon is going to walk away with a $50 bar tab at Borderlands. Pinch me, fellow foodies. I am dreaming. Anyway, speaking of dreaming, you know, I often do dream about our next celebrity co-host. You know, and now she's blushing the very color of the gorgeous beer that she is about to enjoy. She is certainly no stranger to our audience. She is craft beer Betty herself. The lovely Sarah Ritchie is back with us. Sarah!
Hi, thank you so much for having me back, Matt.
Nice shirt.
Thank you. Nice shirt on you, too.
We happen to be wearing Borderlands t-shirts. What a coincidence!
Got
to
represent.
So we haven't had you on the show in a long time. I think the last time we were with you was down at Pueblo Vida.
That's true.
Brewing Company, getting a current on all of your sudsy adventures across town. And you've been one busy girl these days.
A bit, yes. Yes, I've been very busy. Still doing the Tucson Girls Pine Out, Craft Tucson. We're gearing up for the Brew at the Zoo on June 20th at the Tucson Reed Park Zoo. And we just did an International Women's Collaboration Brew Day right here on March 8th for for Girls Pine Out with Borderlands. So we did a beer that's going to raise money for Pink Boot Society, which does scholarships for women in beer.
I love it. Talk a little bit about this collaboration, because the last time I heard the Girls Pint Out group, you know, put their thinking caps on and get real creative in the tap room, you were doing something fun over at Barrio Brewing Company, and this Russian Imperial Stout, I don't think there's a drop left in all of Tucson. Is this something that you ladies do, you girls, do every single month? Choose a local brewery, get together, do a collaboration, find a nonprofit to support? How does that all work?
The collaborations are unusual. We've done three in the past year. The first one was to celebrate our first anniversary, and that was the apple pie saison that we brewed with 1055 Brewing. That was fantastic.
I heard. I didn't get a chance to taste that, but I heard some great stuff.
It was. The brew, the Girls Pint Stout, the Russian Imperial Stout that we brewed at Barrio in December, was actually a result of my first show co-hosting with you, and we had Dennis from Barrio.
I remember it well.
Yeah. He said, oh, Sarah likes big boozy stouts. You should come over and we'll name one for you. So we did. We women brewed Barrio's biggest beer ever at 11%, and it was their first Russian Imperial Stout, so we're pretty proud of that. And it benefited Wings for Women, which is a fantastic local Tucson nonprofit that benefits women in the community.
Yeah, so that was the biggest beer that Barrio has ever brewed?
Yeah, the NCAA ale is 10.5%, so ours came in at 11.
Oh, I love it. Absolutely gorgeous. Now, you're doing some work behind the bar here at Borderlands every now and then as well, right?
I am. Every Saturday, noon to 5. It's my shift. It's my fun day.
Every Saturday, noon to 5 is Sarah Ritchie's shift behind the bar at Borderlands. Now, of course, you've said that on live radio.
So I
can only imagine what next Saturday at noon is going to look like for you.
I can only hope.
But anyway, what are you finding fascinating on the suds scene in southern Arizona? I mean, there's so many great things going on in the beer circuit. Actually, we're going to be talking to our good friend Justin Kent, who curated the craft beer menu over there at our neighborhood pizza joint, Arizona Pizza Company on Sabino Canyon Road. He's got some killer brews on tap. What have you found that's grabbing your attention these days?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many great places opening up, so many great places that are improving their tap list. Justin's is one of them. AZ Pizza Company is fantastic. I had the Goose Island vanilla rye the last time I went over there. It's unbelievable. The prices are killer.
They're amazing. Unbeatable, frankly.
So I've been visiting all the different local pizza places that have great great tap lists. I was at Z Pizza in Oro Valley not too long ago. Of course, 1702 is the standard that you know everybody's been going to for years. It's the original craft beer bar in Tucson. Riley's amazing, and it'll probably be a subject of one of my future columns for Tucson Foodie.
And great segue here, Tucson Foodie, one of our valued sponsors here on the Menu Live. You know, there's so much to say and so many media outlets to align with. You now are officially a member of the editorial team now at Tucson Foodie.
I am. I'm proud to be a part of the team.
And what's your, are you doing a weekly column, a column whenever the spirit moves you, which would be frequently, I would imagine.
My column hits every Wednesday. It's weekly. It's called Beer Buzz with Craft Beer Betty.
Beer Buzz with Craft Beer Betty. Mm-hmm. You can find that on TucsonFoodie.com.
Yes.
Tucson Foodie on every single social media outlet there is. It's only an hour show, so we can't name them all. But what are you looking at? What are you going to be writing about next week? Can you give us a tease a little bit?
For next week, I'm looking at the local pizza and beer joints, and I've also got one in the works for teaching people about aging beers, about cellaring beers. It's something that not a lot of people know about, that it's like wine, that there's some beers that actually improve with age.
I love it.
Going to be doing that as well.
I love it. We're talking to Sarah Ritchie, otherwise known, I should say globally, as Craft Beer Betty. She's our celebrity co-host for the full hour. She likes her stouts big and boozy, boys. Mm-hmm. So do yourself a favor. Make sure you're buying her a beer next time you see her. Now, speaking of big and boozy stouts, mm-hmm. and speaking of Justin Kent over at Arizona Pizza Company, I had the privilege of being his guest for a couple of beers the other day, and he served up something called from the Epic Brewing Company, the Big Bad Baptist.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was a double stout, Imperial mm-hmm. stout. It was a life-changing beer moment for me. I went to Twitter right away.
I took a photo.
And I think I said something like, this is a beer that would get Craft Beer Betty's seal of approval.
It absolutely is. It's one of my favorites.
Oh,
it is.
Man.
It's a great beer.
12.1, mm-hmm. big coffee, big, you know, chocolate, just a gorgeous beer.
I'm sure I've got a couple in a drawer in my beer fridge just aging away.
So Beer Olympics is actually about ready to get underway, I believe in about 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. The competitors are going to arrive. They're going to sign in. They're going to be making their way across the stations here. We're broadcasting live from this great beer garden against the backdrop of a great culinary experience as well. The Fat Noodle Truck just rolled in, and I've heard some pretty killer stuff about this cuisine,
I
love the fact that you can use the word cuisine and food truck in the same sentence and not get looked at like you're nuts.
It's an amazing symbiotic relationship with these fantastic food trucks that we've got in Tucson and the local breweries. I love it.
That's great. So, what you're drinking now? Something obviously from Borderlands. What are
yes.
you? What are you enjoying here in the beer garden?
I made my own custom creation of the La Morena Nut Brown, which is made of the roasted pecans from Green Valley, which is delicious on its own.
That's what I'm drinking.
And I combined it with the horchata, so it has a little bit of a sweetness to it, a little bit of a creaminess to it. It's fantastic.
Okay. A little horchata cream ale mm-hmm. and the La Morena. So you get the mm-hmm. sweetness from the horchata, that sort of earthiness from the pecans.
Yeah.
And these are local pecans, too.
I love it.
You know, the La Morena, I first had a chance to talk with Miles Stone about that about a year ago when he was first releasing it. And I just love the spirit that really drives the business and the creation, the innovation here at Borderlands. Now, you're also doing some things across the beer community. Are you actually doing some work with Tap and Bottle as well?
I helped out with Tap and Bottle over the owner, Rebecca Safford's, her maternity leave from October through about February. So I helped out with some bookkeeping there and a little social media work there.
Great.
I did that. I'm also working some hours in the Total Wine Beer Department at Oracle.
Oh, great.
On the corner location, so you can get my advice in making your own custom mixed six-pack.
This is great.
Uh-huh.
I love
uh-huh.
it. Okay, so for any of our listeners that have never had a chance to get to know you or even find you online, can't imagine anyone that's listening to this show would have to look hard to find you. Where can they find you online and really get to know you and interact with you and have you become part of their own beer conversations?
Well, I have a page on Facebook at Craft Beer Betty, and it's Betty. Betty is in the old Archie story, Archie comics of a cute girl. So Craft Beer Betty on Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and Facebook.
Craft Beer Betty, everywhere online. And, of course, you're the co-founder of Girls Pint Stout here, the Tucson chapter.
Tucson Girls Pint Out, yes.
Tucson Girls Pint Out. Always something new and fascinating going on. My wife is in there sitting at the bar having a beer, and I'm telling her this is the perfect backdrop for her adventure. She would love hanging out with the girls.
Absolutely. We have women from all sorts of backgrounds, all age groups. It's a really great group of ladies.
I love it. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. But when we come back, Sarah, Justin Kent himself from Arizona Pizza Company is going to join us. And we're going to be talking about how do you curate a beer menu that's going to hit on all cylinders when you've got so many beers to choose from and a limited number of taps. What are musts and what can spend some time on the sidelines? I'm really excited to sit down with Justin. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home. In your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
When I first
and welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another power happy hour on Power Talk 1210 live from Borderlands Brewing Company on Tule Avenue in the heart of downtown Tucson. Beer Olympics is just about to get underway. It all starts at 4:30. We've got beer sports tournament competitions in such events as ping pong and dodgeball and bocce ball and cornhole. Again, I'm going to have to figure out what cornhole is. Anyway, the winning team, it's all single elimination. The winning team is going to be set up there at Borderlands Brewing Company with a $50 beer tab. Boy, I can't imagine a better way to celebrate my victory. And we're celebrating this delicious hour on radio with our celebrity co-host, Craft Beer Betty herself. Sarah Ritchie is back with us.
Thank you.
Enjoying a lovely beer in this gorgeous beer garden al fresco.
It's a beautiful day for a beer.
Love it. You know, well, it's always a beautiful day for a beer at Arizona Pizza Company over there on Sabino Canyon Road, just a little bit south of Sunrise Drive. Full disclosure, it's my neighborhood pizza joint, so I'm a regular fixture there, and our next guest is probably darn sick of me because I'm in there all the time. He's the curator of the craft beer program and the bar manager at Arizona Pizza Company, Justin Kent.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. What a beautiful place to actually have a show.
It doesn't get any better than this, dude. I mean, drinking beer outside on live radio.
They've done a great place with Borderlands. It's It's a really beautiful beer garden out here.
I love it. I love it. So we're talking about Arizona Pizza Company. Now, those guys, in their wisdom, they found you. They recruited you. They looked all over the world for you to come into Arizona Pizza to create this killer craft beer menu that so many people are talking about. Before we get inside your head a little bit to find out exactly how you build that kind of a program, talk to us about what's on tap over there at AZP.
Oh, man, right now we got a great list going. I have 19 beers on tap, 18 craft. Try to keep a few of the fixtures on to keep everybody happy. But right now I got Palo Santo on from Dogfish Head. Mm. I have Big Bad Baptist, batch 35.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yes.
I do have Goose Island Vanilla Rye, BCS, which also is like a creme brulee dessert finish to it.
Oh,
it's awesome.
My gosh. Have you had that one, Sarah?
I did. It's
a
yummy.
Creme brulee dessert finish on a beer.
It's my favorite dessert, and it's a beer.
Yeah, right? Can't
so
put them both together.
Why is it that, you know, people that I run into on the street, we start talking about pizza and beer, people are talking about Arizona Pizza Company because it's a little different than the other, I shouldn't say than all of the other, but there's something unique about the lineup of beers that you have over there. What makes it so distinct, do you think?
You know, I think personally I'd like to say my own taste, but, I just try to find the best beers possible. Bug all the distributors to let me at them, and then, you know, introduce people to them at the bar. You know, that's the best way to do it, is to give samples out and get people going in the right direction. So.
Okay, so that's interesting that you say that. So, you know, let's get the guests involved in this decision-making process. This is not a top-down decision that they're making. It's all about grassroots at AZP. So you actually engage your customers with what they want to see, what they like, and
Absolutely.
Give the people what they want.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, if someone makes a recommendation or, you know, gives me an idea of what beer they want, I'll do my best to get it in and get it on tap as soon as possible.
I love it. So let's pretend that you've got a blank canvas. And I would imagine when you were brought over to take over the program at Arizona Pizza, it was kind of a blank canvas. How do you approach, you say you have 19 taps, 19 handles. How do you approach what goes where? I mean, do you have to have a certain percentage IPA? Do you have to have a certain percentage stout porter? How do you think about that in terms of the mix and the ratio?
I mean, for me, it's, you know, sitting down on a piece of paper and kind of brainstorming just by myself when I first started it. But getting going, you know, it's just try to keep, you know, a couple wheats on, a couple pilsners, keep it light in case people aren't into the whole big beer thing.
Right.
So try to keep a few of those on. And then from there, you know, that's 5 taps or whatever, then I have 14 to play with and let my mind run wild, so I do my best.
Oh, can I be you for just a weekend? Right. 14 taps to play with and just let my mind run wild.
Right.
I just dig it. Now, are you seeing that your guests over the time that you've been at AZP have become a little bit more sort of intellectual when it comes to the beer scene?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, when I first got there, there weren't a lot of big craft beer people at the bar. But as we've gone further, 8 months into it, 9 months into it, now I think people actually are coming there because they know, you know, they're going to get a good beer. And when they come talk to me, you know, I love talking about beer, just like Craft Beer Betty here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more than thrilled to engage in conversation. And like I said, handing out samples. I mean, people, I don't like dark beers. You've never had, you know, a rogue double dark, a double chocolate stout.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, what I love about the beer menu that you have posted on the wall. I love that you actually tease your guests a little bit, because right to the right of where the beers are posted, you've got, you know, coming soon.
Coming soon.
So you tease your customers a little bit and what's coming down the pike.
Soon-ish, yeah. I mean, you want to get them excited and get them keep coming back. So you got to put down what's in the back cooler. Chilling out, waiting to get on tap.
We're talking to Justin Kent, the curator of the craft beer menu. Say that 3 times fast on live radio after a few beers.
Yeah.
At Arizona Pizza Company on Sabino Canyon Road, just south of Sunrise. Our neighborhood pizza place, my wife Nancy and I, we basically raised our kids at Arizona Pizza. My son is going to be 21 in just a few months, and he's just waiting so patiently to get to experience, to go on the other side of the wall.
Yeah, there you go.
There at AZP.
That's a thing, too. I mean, it's a little bit hidden. So if you walk in just to get a pizza, you know, a slice of pizza, just on the other side of the wall through a little entrance, I mean, you walk into a full-on bar, 8 TVs to watch the sports and stuff, and then 19 great beers on tap.
And so. The pizza really is spectacular.
It is phenomenal. Yeah.
I think I had I ordered a piece of a pizza, anchovy, of course, and I even shot a picture of it and put it up on Instagram. I said, you know, this is a slice that's so big you got to cut it in half to even manhandle. I mean, these are serious pies over there at AZP.
It is, yeah. You got to get it party cut.
That's right. Yeah, that's what it was. I ordered a slice of pizza. Justin says, you want me to party cut that for you? I said, it's a slice, for crying out loud. Yeah, the only place that asks you if you want to have your slice cut. But anyway, Arizona Pizza, where can people find you, you know, online? I'm sure you got a Facebook page.
Yeah, we do.
Well.
We actually just started one about a month ago, so follow us at AZP Bar on Facebook.
Oh, that's right, AZP Bar. You actually have your own Facebook
correct.
Page.
Correct, yeah. It's not the Arizona Pizza Company. It's actually just for the bar.
AZP Bar.
Correct, yeah. We'll have specials and what's coming on tap or what is on tap on there and everything like that.
So you working tonight, Justin?
I am going into work.
Okay,
right
so, you know, you're going to have to put some extra staff on because all our listeners are going to go find out what all this buzz is about over at Arizona Pizza Company. Anyway, keep working hard. We count on you, and we salute your leadership in helping to put together, I think, a leading craft beer program here in Southern Arizona.
Most certainly.
Thank
you.
I have celebrated it. My wife has celebrated it, and we'll continue to do so as long as you're working the
taps,
dude.
Get there more often, yeah.
Exactly right. Anyway, we're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, the man of the hour, he just sat down. He pulled up with something that I'm slightly troubled. That does not look like a beer. He's the president of Borderlands Brewing Company, and he's got some splaining to do. When we come back, you're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around, we'll be right back. Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including cooking classes and demonstrations. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another power happy hour here on Power Talk 1210. Live for an alfresco broadcast on a spectacular Saturday afternoon from the new Borderlands Beer Garden, right here in front of the majestic Borderlands Brewing Company, Tule Avenue in the heart of downtown Tucson. You know, Beer Olympics is going to be getting underway here just in a few minutes. Of course, we've got great beer sports tournament events. We got bocce ball, dodgeball, ping pong, cornhole. And if our guests are wondering what in the world that is, we're going to be talking to Mike Malazzi here in just a couple of seconds. But come on out here, join the fun. Teams of four are going to be competing in a single elimination tournament, and the winning team is going to be crowned the victor right here with a $50 bar tab at Borderlands. And Sarah Ritchie, craft beer Betty herself, our celebrity co-host for the full hour, $50 at Borderlands. Jeez.
That's some fun money right there.
That is seriously fun money.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, you know, people say that our next guest is one of the fun guys in the beer scene, and he's one of the, you know, the early guys on the craft brew scene here in Southern Arizona, and I've loved everything that these guys are about since they first opened their doors and let their taps flow. He's the president of Borderlands Brewing Company, my friend Mike Malazzi. Mike, how's it going, man?
Great, man. Great to be here. Thanks a lot for having me.
Beer Olympics!
Yes.
Where in the world did this idea come from?
Well, when we opened the beer garden, we really wanted it to be like a lot of fun things to do out here, outside, enjoying the weather we have here. So we built a brand new bocce ball court. We have cornhole. and food trucks. So it's a lot of fun to come hang out here outside and have a beer and have a good fun.
I love it. Now it's not just any food truck, Mike Malazzi. It's the Fat Noodle. Just to, you know, we're keeping track here.
Yeah.
This is some serious chow, man.
Oh, yeah. This is great. I mean, they have a great reputation. They have 5-star ratings all over the place. So we were happy to have them here.
Yeah, today. They got a beautiful, I think it's a grass-fed beef burger called the SOS Burger. And the bun, the top bun and the bottom bun, they're noodles. And if you don't know how you can make a bun out of noodles and actually have it sort of sustain the burger experience, come on down and enjoy Fat Noodle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the segue is from Fat Noodle back to Mike Malazzi, but you know, we're gonna
say, saying I'm fat.
No, talk about your noodle. Anyway, it's live radio. It's a family show, for crying out loud. Beer Olympics here, your first annual in the beer garden. You guys are getting together to raise some money for a nonprofit organization that's doing some great work here in this community. Talk a little bit about your nonprofit partner.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the Living Streets Alliance. They bring you such things as Cyclovia and Bike Fest. They're a great partner in the community, sponsoring a pedestrian and bike-friendly community, and we love to support them. And this is one of the biggest fundraisers we've had for them so far, so we're really excited about it.
That's great. And the entry fee for the competitors, $5 a person.
Yep.
Which is great. I mean, everyone's just, you know, digs down in their pocket, finds $5, and then fun just manifests here.
Exactly.
You're going to be doing from, 4:30 to 6:30 today?
Yeah, registration will start at 4:30, and we'll have teams get put together, and they'll start competing, and we'll see how long it goes until there's a winner.
And they're already walking in now. I mean, I see the eye of the tiger, the look of confidence in the eyes of some of the guys that have showed up because they want that $50. I want that $50.
Just a wee bit of competition.
Yeah, but I don't know that I'm very good at cornhole, Sarah. Mike Malazzi.
Well, you know, everyone has their strengths and weaknesses.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's cornhole? I'm new to the whole cornhole conversation.
Well, you know, before I moved to Tucson, I used to live in Chicago, and it's a Midwestern game, which basically has two rectangular boards with a hole cut in the middle, and then there's bean bags, which are usually actually full of corn, hence the name cornhole.
I love it. You know, you go to a U of A tailgate party, and the cornhole thing is happening all over the place. I didn't know it was going by the name cornhole. And let me just say, these lovely moments of spontaneity here on the radio show, there's a train going by.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is
runs
just
right behind the brewery.
I love that sort of, I mean, the location for Borderlands. I mean, when you're thinking about where to drop down a brewery in southern Arizona, I'm sure you and Miles and your team sat down and said, where in the world are we going to do this? I mean, this is the perfect spot for a brewery.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 100-year-old warehouse. It used to be a produce warehouse, and they would actually load and unload produce right off the train, right behind the brewery, and it just had so much character. We knew immediately when we walked in the door that this is where we wanted to put the brewery.
And how long have you guys been here now?
It'll be 3 years this past December.
It's been 3 years.
Yeah.
Already. Oh, my gosh. And how has life been for you and the Malazzi family since you said yes to the craft beer promise?
It's been awesome. I mean, I know more people in Tucson than I've known in my whole life, and the craft beer scene is just amazing. Everyone is great to get along with, and they all support each other, and it's just an amazing industry and amazing time for craft beer.
You know, hashtag beer people are the best people.
Beer people. And what's the other hashtag that I love? If she's a beer drinker, she's a keeper.
Amen.
I love it. You know, when Sarah and I were on the show Pueblo Vida Brewing Company, we're talking to Kyle Jefferson, and Kyle said something that I just thought was just beautiful. You know, I asked him, I said, you know, with all these breweries just popping up all over southern Arizona, I would imagine the competitive landscape is really becoming pretty intense. And he stopped me in my tracks and he said, Matt, we don't compete. We're not about competition. We're about collaboration. And that spirit, I think, really defines the craft brew experience here because we're all in this thing together, man.
So true.
Absolutely. And speaking of collaborations, we have a collab brew on tap right now here at Borderlands.
Is this the Scotchy 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 Scotch?
It is, in fact.
I saw it on the chart. This is probably not a beer that you would start the evening at, unless you're craft beer Betty.
Yeah. Hey.
Now, this is the Scotchy Scotch, right?
That's right.
I think we tasted a little bit of this at the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl.
Yes.
I believe that was the new release. But talk a little bit about this. This is a big beer.
Yeah, this is a beer that we did with Grand Canyon Brewery up in northern Arizona. It's a Scotch ale, as the name might imply. It was actually aged on American blended Scotch and oak.
Oh my goodness!
It's 9.1% alcohol, but it's got a great flavor, and it's super drinkable, even though it's 9.1%. 9.1%. It's really tasty.
And this is a beer, I'm sure, that you've enjoyed along the way, Sarah.
Absolute seal of approval on that one, yes.
I love big beers that are not, like, overwhelmingly smack you in the face. So, even the 12-1, the Big Bad Baptist, big, beautiful beer, but I didn't feel like I was just drinking, you know, liquor. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, yeah. And I know you like your beers big and boozy, I think the scotchy ale that you have here, it's a big beer, but it still lets you enjoy the wonderful taste of the craft beer.
Exactly. Absolutely. The flavor profile comes up, and it doesn't have that alcohol burn that you would expect with something with a high ABV or a high gravity beer. So,
what's the biggest beer you've ever brewed? I mean, that's got to be it, Mike, right?
It's close. I think the biggest brew we've ever brewed was our Agua Bendita, which is our anniversary beer,
yes.
And I think we've gotten that one up to 11%.
You've gotten that one up. Come on, baby. 10.9.
We know
keep
you can
it
do
coming.
It.
Anyway, we're talking to Mike Malazzi, the president and the man in charge here at Borderlands Brewing Company, Atul Avenue in the heart of downtown Tucson. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank another couple of valued sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the other beers on the lineup and then engage Mike a little bit about some of the cool events that he has planned as we get into the spring season. And let me say, this is the official launch of spring this weekend, and no better place to do it than the new Beer Garden at Borderlands Brewing Company. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back from Beer Olympics.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me, I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another power happy hour here on Power Talk 1210. We are here live in the new beer garden at Borderlands Brewing Company, just about to get Beer Olympics underway. All the action is here. We got Fat Noodle Food Truck. We've got great world-class craft beers born and brewed right here in Southern Arizona at the very gifted and knowledgeable hands of our featured star of the show, Mike Malazzi. Mike, always a pleasure hanging out with you.
Thanks, man.
And here you get to sit next to Sari Ritchie, Craft Beer Betty. Now, there needs to be a craftbeerbetty.com. I mean, did someone take that? I would pay good money to get that away from whoever, unfortunately, might have that domain name.
Gee, thanks.
If they didn't already, they do.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. Let me grab my phone real quick.
Oh, gee, thanks. Oops. Did I say this is live? No, while Sarah runs away and cursing my name and buying.org.com.net.tv.biz, there she goes. Anyway, we're talking to Mike Malazzi, the man here of the hour at Borderlands Brewing Company. My wife just swung by the broadcast table here, looking altogether happy. Now, of course, she's been married to me for almost 25 years, so happiness is at the centerpiece of everything that she does. This is really bad, isn't it? The wheels are coming off the bus. But But anyway, she's very happy because she just wheeled up with a horchata cream ale. Now, Sarah was talking about a little blend that she did with the horchata cream ale and the La Morena, which I'm enjoying another one of, these lovely roasted Green Valley pecans. But talk about the horchata cream ale, because you found a way to my wife's heart, Mike. What's right. your secret, dude?
Well, we actually made this beer for the first time for Local First Arizona, and it was their Independent Business Week. And we made it special for that week. After that, we kept getting call after call after call asking if we had that beer on tap. And we thought to ourselves, maybe we should make this beer all the time.
Right.
So we just started doing that. It's an awesome cream ale. It's made with flaked corn and rice. And that gives it the creaminess that you would expect from an horchata.
Right.
Except it's a beer, which is awesome.
It's all good.
And then it's made with cinnamon and a little bit of Mexican vanilla, which gives it some of those horchata flavors.
Okay. So. And when we say in the cocktail world, and of course on this show we talk a lot about great cocktails. You know, the centerpiece of a great cocktail experience is balance. I think the same holds true in beer as well. I mean, you're talking about all these wonderful flavors that you've brought together to bear in this horchata cream ale. You're talking about cinnamon and vanilla and rice, these kinds of things. But it really, at the end of the day, comes down to balance.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I think if you have an unbalanced beer, it's going to give a lingering taste on your palate, and that's usually not what you're looking for.
Exactly. Now, here at Borderlands, do you actually have a program where you will do kegs to order, or you at that place? Like, if I were to come in with an empty shell, will you fill that for me and charge me?
Yeah, absolutely. We can't actually fill other people's kegs, but you can certainly place an order. If you just email info@borderlandsbrewing.com, you can reserve a keg, and then we charge a deposit, and you bring back the keg, and we'll give you back your deposit.
Oh, that's great news. I didn't know that. Okay, what size of kegs do you have?
So we have two sizes. There's the 6-barrel, commonly called a torpedo, which is 5 gallons, and then a 1/2-barrel, which is 15 gallons.
So you know what we did at the Russell household this week, and this was a life-transforming moment. So I've got an outside kitchen in my house, and I've got a kegerator, of course, and all my friends said when we built the house, that novelty is going to wear off really soon. I said, what? You know, you're going to be hanging your bathing suit on that thing after about a year. No, au contraire. And let me tell you, it's been such a big hit. After 8 years, we made the big leap because we had a single tap. We had the tower replaced with a double tap. And nice. This is like an amazing thing that's happened in the Russell house.
Huge.
And we've got the torpedoes, so we can get two torpedoes in our fridge. Yeah. So I can call Borderlands or send you an email, reserve the keg in advance, give you a few days to process and such.
Exactly. Just to make sure we have especially for the torpedo kegs, make sure we have that in stock, and we can usually prepare that if we just have a few days' notice.
Okay, so you got the torpedoes, and then on the larger side, where are we going from there?
Just the standard size keg, which is a 1/2-barrel, 15 gallons.
15 gallons. Yeah. That's just a lovely amount of beer.
Yeah. It's about 124 pints, so it's a good size for a party.
But who's counting? Yeah, I wish my refrigerator were that big.
Yeah.
So we talked a little bit about this La Morena, and again, when Miles first introduced me to this beer about a year or so ago, it was wonderful. These wonderful roasted pecans that you brought to bear in this beer. We talked about this horchata cream ale. What are some of the other beers that you have up on the chalkboard that people are going to be experiencing tonight when they come by for Beer Olympics?
Absolutely. Well, other than those two, we really do try to focus on local beers, local ingredients, local tastes. So we have our prickly pear wheat. It's made with locally harvested prickly pear fruit from Sherry's Desert Harvest. We also have our Scotchy Scotch Scotch Ale, as we talked about a little while ago.
You missed two scotches, by the way.
And we have our IPA and what else?
The ESB.
The extra special bitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one we just we actually had a little bit of a taste of that. That's on the lighter side, about a 4.1, 4.2 on the ABV spectrum. A great place to start the beer drinking encounter.
Absolutely.
So when you're thinking about collaboration, you know, you got in a partnership with Grand Canyon Brewery to do the Scotchy Scotch. How do you evaluate prospective partners when you're doing a collaboration ale? I mean, I would imagine that they have to be about more than simply being a great brewer. I mean, it almost would seem to me that I would almost have to share a same spirit about the brewing process that you guys do.
Oh, absolutely. I think you want the brewer that you're collaborating with to have the same kind of ethos in terms of what they're trying to do with the beer.
Say that
again.
Ethos. They have to have the same kind of ethos. And this is why I'm laughing, seriously.
You cannot, Mike.
You can't.
Yeah.
People are going to be rewinding this part of our podcast when we put it up on our website. But you do. You have to have that common thread.
That's right.
That brings you together and sort of guides you and inspires you.
Yeah.
And want to spend a whole day together.
Yes, exactly. Because you are spending an entire day together, so.
So, in terms of collaborations coming down the pike, I mean, are we going to be breaking a little bit of news here? You want to give us a little bit of a tease?
Sure.
You're going to be doing some collaborations with some other brewers down the road?
Well, we actually just finished one with Girls Pint Out.
Yes, you did.
So that was a lot of fun. We don't have any on the docket right now. There's still some that are like putting the feelers out. But we do have a bunch of new beers coming out soon, so that's pretty exciting.
Well, let's hear them.
So one of the ones that we're doing next is actually one that Sarah Ritchie was part of deciding about.
Yay!
So we were sitting around the brewery, and Sarah was hanging out, and we were like, what should we do next?
Sour stout!
A sour stout?
A sour stout. It's my favorite style of beer.
I've never heard of a sour stout.
Oh, yeah.
Heard of a sour, heard of a stout. Do they play well together?
Extremely
oh, yeah.
Well.
They're really nice. And so that's almost done, actually. We'll be probably putting that one out in the next week or week and a half.
So when you're sitting around the bar with Sarah asking questions like, what shall we do next? Of course you're going to go there.
Yeah.
So, are we keeping the name?
I can't. What did we come up with?
It doesn't get more hipster than that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Of course. It can't be anything else.
We just like to tell it like it is here.
Well, there are now 10 million people that are part of your focus group, but I would have believed that they're all, you know, giving you reviews for that. Okay. And it really doesn't get any much hipster than that. A sour stout. Yeah. I'm fascinated by the whole sour movement, and I, the Citrano Wild Ale, I guess, sort of classifies as a sour.
It has made a huge splash in Arizona. I just got a call about it today, asking where it's on tap in Phoenix, and we were one of the first breweries in Arizona to really distribute a sour. So it's definitely something that we're known for.
I had the privilege, as I get to do every year, to MC the Tucson Born and Brewed Tucson Beer Cup event at Hotel Congress. And I remember standing up on the stage last year the envelope please after all the votes were tallied. They give a best beer overall and a best specialty beer. Mm-hmm. And the best specialty beer last year went to Borderlands for this Citrano Wild Ale. Yep.
And that was the second year in a row that won that.
For that particular beer?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's okay, huge. So people like it.
They like you. Yeah.
We're getting the masses to like sours.
Yeah.
Yay.
All right. Well, and that one's a very approachable sour beer. I think a lot of sour beers are really too funky for a lot of people, especially some of the more Brettanomyces style beers. Ours is actually fermented with lactobacillus bacteria. It gives it a more lemony tartness rather than a funkiness to it. So it's a lot more approachable, I think. I tell people it's like a lemonade summer shandy, and people just gobble it up. So
bacteria is, I mean, that's serious business in the brew making process.
Yeah.
And someone from your background, and I want to talk with our, have our listeners get to know you a little bit better in terms of your scientific journey that you've taken yourself. I mean, talk a little bit about how you bring sort of an interesting, unique level of science to the brewing process here at Borderlands.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. When I was in college, I'm a microbiologist. I got my PhD in microbiology in Chicago. And when I was...
You got your PhD in microbiology. Now we got to call him doctor. Dr. Malazzi.
Please don't.
Please don't. Mr. Ethos himself.
Yeah, but, it's kind of funny because microbiology actually started with beer making. Louis Pasteur, who's sort of one of the grandfathers of microbiology, you've all heard of pasteurization.
Right.
He didn't care about pasteurizing milk. He wanted to pasteurize beer and wine to make it last longer.
No idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you are fascinated by bacteria.
Yeah.
This is something that really gets you going in the morning, doesn't it?
So to speak.
You know, we talk about other brewers. You know, there's guys that really love yeast, and they're all about yeast and the important role that yeast plays and bacteria. And, you know, brewing a great beer, a memorable beer, is more than just sort of this 3 or 4 step process that we might learn by watching a quick video on YouTube. I mean, it's a pretty big deal. It's a big undertaking.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it takes microorganisms, it takes yeast, it can take bacteria if you're doing a sour. And there's a lot of science to it, and people have been studying the beer making process for, you know, hundreds of years, and it's sort of now come into its own in terms of an art and a science.
I know the last time you were on the show, we were broadcasting live from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room.
Yeah.
And you brought me my very first can
of
the Vanilla Porter, the Inoche Dulce Vanilla Porter. And I believe you had just started this whole canning thing. How's biz in canning now, Mike?
Oh, man, it's been great. We've been selling out of the cans. They're all over the place. You can find them at Whole Foods, Total Wine, Tap and Bottle, Plaza Liquors. All over the state. So it's been great and really well received. So we're very excited about
Boy,
that.
Some of those retail outlets, you know, let's call a spade a spade. Some of those retail outlets are very tough to get into. Those are very discriminating people that decide whether or not your beer or your product or your spirits are actually going to be on the shelf. So for people like, you know, did you say Total Wine?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, Total Wine is not an easy thing to get into.
No. And it's just because that people love that beer so much. It's actually really been a great reception here in Arizona, and people are asking for it, and so Total Wine has wanted to carry it, and we're really excited about that.
It's a great beer. My good friend Jason Miko is here. He's the honorary consul for the Republic of Macedonia right here in southern Arizona, one of the handful of people that have really helped to expand my own craft beer palate. He introduced me to this, and there's the train again. I love it. He introduced me to this beer about a year, perhaps 2 years ago, and this is just, these are spectacular suds.
Thank you.
Absolutely love them. So we talked a little bit about the nonprofit that you guys are heroically here to raise money for as part of Beer Olympics. Again, Beer Olympics is going on right here in Borderlands. We've got cornhole, we've got dodgeball, we got bocce ball, we got ping pong, a single elimination tournament leading up to the final round. The final winning team is going to walk away with a $50 Borderlands bar tab. But you actually are doing something fun. You're partnering with a place called Playformance, one of your neighbors, and I really haven't gotten to know these guys. Talk a little bit about your partner here.
Yeah, Playformance is really an awesome place. It's a kids' gym, so they do a lot of after-school activities. They do camps for whenever school is on break, like they just had a big spring break camp. But they also do play for adults. And so they have a great space inside. It's sort of like a play area for kids and a play area for adults. So they're going to have dodgeball in their little arena there for the Beer Olympics that we're having.
So the dodgeball part of the competition is actually indoors in what you just called an arena.
Yeah.
I love it. The Playformance Arena, you know, it says Ready, Set, Play, and they're doing all of the above here at Playformance, the neighbor here of Borderlands. Now, this new beer garden, which I think is thoughtfully put together, the way that you have sort of brought in some wonderful botanicals, you've really created the space with these wonderful seating areas. Now, what's your vision for how you imagine this beer garden being used now that you've officially opened it up on this first weekend of spring?
Absolutely. So we're actually in the process of getting some pretty sturdy tables. So if you imagine any kind of German beer garden, you know, in the motherland, so
yes,
to speak, that's how we want it to be. The family-style seating, people enjoying themselves outdoors, having a good beer, maybe playing a game of bocce or a game of cornhole. Pass the time on a summer's afternoon under the shade of these awesome trees that we have out
Perfect.
Here.
It's all about community.
It's totally. And I think that's the spirit that sort of guided you guys when you put this whole Borderlands idea together. It really is all about community and doing something for the community. And you're giving back to the community here with your leadership. I mean, all of the proceeds, not 1%, not 2%, not 5%, all of the proceeds of what's coming in on Beer Olympics are going to go to that wonderful nonprofit organization.
Yeah, and that's one of the huge things we're about. We're constantly doing things with community partners, especially nonprofits in the area. I think that's an important part of being a brewery because it is a community gathering place, and I think it's important that we give back to the community, so we like to do stuff like this all the time.
So when people are not down here at Borderlands Brewing Company, bellying up to the bar and seeing Sarah Ritchie every Saturday from noon to 5 on her celebrity shift, and please make sure that the pen you bring for autographs has ink. You know, every time she signs autograph, the ink just disappears. Bring an extra pen, fellow foodies, because she'll be happy to sign autographs. But in the community, if they're not able to get down here to Borderlands and have a beer here in your house, Mike Malazzi, where else can they find Borderlands here across the community?
Oh, they can find it all over the place. We're on tap at Proper. We're on tap at Union Public House. So any bar or restaurant around town, you can certainly look for us. And if we're not there, ask for us.
Yes, of course. And let's just say, you go to your favorite craft brew house or restaurant or bar, and you don't see the Borderlands Brewing Company tap handle, engage the bartender and say, "What's up?" Anyway, you and your team always love to have conversations with these restaurateurs who really want to, I think, do something different. And you take a look at the bar, a beer lineup that you have here. There's different kinds of beer that you're just not seeing in a lot of other places.
Yeah, that's certainly one of the things that we're known for, other than the sours, is just being creative in general. You know, the horchata cream ale, that's something that no one has done in the state. So That's one of the things we pride ourselves on, is being more experimental, being a little bit more out there, and sometimes we hit on something that people really like.
So. Yeah, well, I would say several times you've hit on something people like. Now, when it comes to events, what are some of the big events that you guys got coming down the pike?
Absolutely. So actually, next month we're having a huge arts and music festival called the Borderlands Bacchanal on April 11th and 12th. So we're going to have live music, we're going to have actually some comedy performances, we're going to have all kinds of visual and performance art. So it's going to, and we're going to show movies. So it's going to be a huge multimedia event, and we're really excited about it.
Oh, fun!
And it's going to go from noon to midnight on that Saturday the 11th, and then noon to 5 on Sunday.
So. Okay, that's April 11th and the 12th.
Yeah.
Borderlands Bacchanal, right here at Borderlands Brewing Company. And again, Facebook page, check out Borderlands. That's probably where you announce most of your calendar events, those kinds of things.
Yeah, if you want to stay tuned about what new beers are releasing, what new events we're having, that's definitely the best place to look about what's going on here.
Okay, and then how many beers do you normally have on tap here? What's your
right now? We have 6 beers on tap, but we have actually just about to expand into doing wine and ciders and meads. We just sent off our new license to do that, so it should be approved within the next 45 to 90 days. So we're going to start focusing, and we want to focus on, you know, local wines and other beverages, so we're really excited about that. So that's coming up soon, and we'll be adding more taps to accommodate all of that.
Wines, ciders, and meads.
Oh, yes. My.
Oh, my. I love it. Well, anyway, the time has come, Mike Malazzi, to treat one of our listeners to a Borderlands experience, whether they've had one before or not. You and your charity would like to be able to provide the opportunity for someone to come in here to Borderlands, try these wonderful full-spectrum of ales and lagers and beers that Mike has talked about with our trivia question. So we've got some listeners I know that are ready to dial in to see if they know the answer to the question. Have you thought about kind of a cool question to ask our listeners this hour?
Yes.
Okay, great. Oh, we got a trivia question coming up. I'm antsy. I can't wait to hear it. What is it?
Okay. What is the only beer available in cans from Borderlands?
Oh, great question. Okay. There's only one beer that's available in cans at Borderlands. Only one. And we want to know the answer. What is the only beer available in cans at Borderlands Brewing Company? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right here, right now at 750-7456. That's 750. Sarah, you're not eligible. Put your phone down.
No.
750-7456 for a chance to win a gift card to Borderlands Brewing Company. Good luck, fellow foodies. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Tule Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Borderlands Brewing Company, deep in the heart of another power happy hour. We're broadcasting live from the new beer garden in Borderlands for Beer Olympics, and the action is just about to get underway. We've got single elimination beer sports tournament events from cornhole to dodgeball to ping pong and everything in between. $5 gets you into a team of four, and the winning team is going to walk away the victor with a $50 Borderlands gift card to experience Borderlands for yourself. And Sarah Ritchie and I, our celebrity co-host, are experiencing lovely Borderlands Brewing Company here.
Absolutely.
This is such a great place to just hang out on a Saturday afternoon.
It sure is. Now, are you ready for some dodgeball?
Now I'm ready for some dodgeball. You know, she's throwing it down right now. I'm like,
the gauntlet is thrown.
Okay, so I would imagine that the answer to our trivia question is somewhere within the galaxy Internets. Of content. Anyway, we apparently have a stumper. We want someone to call in if they know the answer to this question, because if you're the first person in with the right answer, you're going to get a Borderlands Brewing Company gift card. That means beer. So the question is, there's only one beer available at Borderlands by the can. Everything else is on tap, which is lovely. But there's one that they chose that is only, or that is also available in a can, and it's the only canned beer here at Borderlands. Again, if you think you know the answer to the question, 750-7456. Again, 750-7456. So Mike Malazzi, the food truck sort of thing, I think, got, I wouldn't want to say started here at Borderlands, but a couple of years ago, you were one of the first sort of congregation areas for these food trucks to come. Now food trucks have just exploded. You were one of the first to welcome these guys a couple of years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of interesting. When we first opened, there was actually the Playformance space next to us was actually used an art gallery, and one of the guys in there was actually organizing some of the first food trucks that were in Tucson, and we sat down in some of the first meetings that were talking about organizing the food trucks, and it was really awesome to see that industry, you know, get up and going.
Oh, yeah. Is there a particular favorite of your guests when the food truck? Now, of course, there's a major convoy of these food trucks. Is there a particular favorite that causes your guests to leave their bar stool for a few minutes and stand in line for some of this grub?
Oh, yeah. I mean, every Friday we have Lucky Girl Cafe here.
Yeah.
You know, we have a ton of people that come by. We have Blacktop Grill.
They're very good.
Chef's Kitchen. You've got all kinds of food trucks. Name a cuisine, there's a food truck for it. And that's what's really great about the food truck industry in Tucson. And we're constantly changing up the food trucks, and you can find the calendar of food trucks that we have here on our website.
I just had the food from Mr. Cookman's food truck last
Great
Saturday.
Barbecue.
Oh, I love that.
Really good barbecue.
Yeah, they've been here several times.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, the Louisiana-inspired, sort of New Orleans-inspired barbecue. I mean, it's some of the best ribs I've had here in Southern Arizona.
Yeah. They are
absolutely
excellent.
Love it. So now, what are you going to be doing coming up now as we're getting into the summer months, Sarah? Can you talk a little bit about some of the things that you're going to be covering and writing about on Tucson Foodie? There's never a shortage of content for you to talk about online and in print. What are you thinking about doing as we get into the late spring and summer months?
Well, we've got several new breweries that are about to open soon, so I'll be interviewing a few new breweries. I'll also be talking to Eric Ehrman from Hermanos, which is about to open soon in the next 2 weeks or so on 4th Avenue. So there's new places, new breweries, always educational items to touch on for craft beer people or people who want to learn more about craft beer.
So I guess 5 years ago, there was only maybe two or three brewers. And now I think we've got to be more than 10, Mike, right?
We're at 10 right now.
Yeah. Are we at 10?
Mm-hmm.
That are open, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Some of the ones that are coming around the pike, I heard about 1912. Mm-hmm. Are you hearing anything about them, Sarah?
I have spoken to them. We are going to set up a meeting this week so I can talk to them and get some more details about what they're working on. Also, Catalina Brewing will be opening up soon in Northwest Tucson, Ina, and I-10 area.
Wow. Yeah.
So those guys have been very active in the local craft beer community in the last year as they're ramping up for opening.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. So Mark Beck, the studio, is going to – he'll be taking calls on our trivia question. We will get this gift card out to our caller who calls in with the right number. But now, Mike, you talked about collaborating. You collaborated with Grand Canyon. You collaborated with Sarah Ritchie here. You've collaborated with Girls Pint Out. Now, you and I, Mike and Lazzy have never collaborated before. So,
I'm gonna
put you on the spot now.
Yeah.
Okay, so you and I have known each other for a couple
situation.
Of years. Yeah, okay, so
yeah.
You were going to collaborate on a brew.
Yes.
And what you know about me so far, in terms of my palate, my personality, prestige, give me some more peas, I don't know. But if we were going to work together, really kick out an amazing craft beer, what does that beer look like, Mike?
Well, I think first we'd have to have you pick a special ingredient.
Okay.
And then build the beer around it.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
It's going to be big and bold.
Yeah,
and
it's definitely
going to be big, it's going to be bold, and it's going to be loud. So I'm going to have about a week to think about this. I'm going to come back on this show next week.
It's
and
on.
I'm going to disclose right here for all of our audience exactly the big, bold, and loud ingredient that we're going to work together to build a beer around.
Perfect.
And we're going to raise a ton of money for charity in this organization because I don't want to keep a penny of this. I just want to drink the beer.
That
anyway, Mike Malazzi with Borderlands Brewing Company. Always fun hanging out with you. Good luck in Beer Olympics, and we will catch you next time down
here
at Borderlands. And our celebrity co-host of the hour, Craft Beer Betty, everywhere on every social media outlet you can imagine. Our celebrity co-host, Sarah Ritchie, always fun hanging out with you.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Please check her out on TucsonFoodie.com for Beer Buzz with Craft Beer Betty and Justin Kent with Arizona Pizza Company, again on Sabino Canyon Road, just south of Sunrise. Go in there and have some great pizza and engage him in conversation about what a great craft beer experience can be. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com. Early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Sarah Ritchie reminding you if it's Saturday from 4 to 5,
it's on the menu live.
Cheers. Have a great weekend. We will see you at Borderlands. Out.
You're listening to KVT, AM 1210, Sarita, Tucson. We now join the following live sports program in progress.